Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is Why the Past Gives Me Hope for the Future. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com and on social media. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and I hope you join me in one of my online cooking classes. This podcast is possible because of the support of listeners like you, so please join others by going to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau and becoming a supporter. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for listening to it, and thank you for subscribing to Food for Thought podcast. I'm often asked, who inspires me? What gives me hope? And I say that it's the animals. My main inspirations are the animals, who, as Walt Whitman said, are so placid and self-contained, who are so resilient and adaptable, and who can show grace and forgiveness even after enduring the worst trauma and abuse. And that's true. The animals are my inspiration. They are what gives me hope. Or I say my inspiration is you and everyone else who meets the world with an open mind and heart. And that's true too. But if you're looking for an answer even more specific about what gives me hope, about what my inspiration is, I would say that answer is the past. Nothing gives me more hope for the future than the past. When facing the darkest times, individually or collectively, one thing we can be certain of is that we've been here before and we've been through worse. In our collective consciousness or in our individual experience or both, we've been through sadness, disappointment, war, upheaval, conflict, fear, grief, loss, uncertainty, tyranny, bigotry, and divisiveness. With each age that passes, we gain both wisdom and amnesia. We seem to learn a little and make some progress until myopia prevails, and then we forget that we've been here before. But just a glance at the past reveals the human condition in all its radiant splendor and darkest malevolence. The resilience we possess to endure and weather and learn from adversity is incredible, and it's not unique to humans. That resiliency is also something we can experience vicariously. Just knowing someone else has faced the same challenges, the same odds, the same mistakes can give us comfort. You are not alone can be the most healing words. We are not alone. The ghosts of the past, your past, my past, their past, recent past, immediate past, ancient past, dwell among us and have wisdom to impart. So yes, strangely, I embrace the fact that avaricious, megalomaniacal, narcissistic people have come before us, because if we disavow who we have been, we forget who we are. We, humans. Historians give us the gift of hindsight. Sages give us the gift of insight. Together they work in harmony. Everyone needs a sage, and we'll talk about that in another episode. Choose your sage. When I read the texts of those who are my sages, the Tao Te Ching, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, Letters from a Stoic by Seneca, thousands of years later, these books, these sages, demonstrate that our human experience is the same. Our needs, fears, flaws, and foibles remain the same. That doesn't make me despair. It gives me comfort. It makes me humble. And it also makes me laugh. You know, poet and philosopher George Santayana observed that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. But the first part of that maxim is equally true and rarely quoted. And it goes like this. Progress depends on retentiveness. When experience is not retained, infancy is perpetual. And so may we look to the past to learn what it has to teach us now so we can grow and grow up. May we look to those who came before us so that we're better able to look ahead. And may we obtain the wisdom of the sages so we can retain the lessons of history. As always, don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Do something, anything. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Thanks for listening.